Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 79 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing a topic that I call the unfocused generation. The unfocused generation. And by the grace of God, my anchor scripture today is going to be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. Matthew 24, verse 13. And many of us know this scripture. This is part of when Jesus was talking about the last days. And it says, "He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved." So what do we mean by the unfocused generation? Well, we unfortunately have a generation right now that finds it really hard to focus on anything. In fact, we have a generation right now that cannot stay in one thing for a persistent period of time to either complete that thing, finish that thing, or be successful in that thing. The thing is, the Bible is saying from our text that he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. There are three key points I want to bring out from this text. It says, he that endures. So that means there will be situations of life that arise where you will have to endure. The fact that you're enduring something does many times can mean it may not be pleasant. Or many times can mean it may be something that may be boring. It may be something that may be mundane. But you have to stick it through. He says, he that endures. So endurance is very necessary for any kind of success in life. Be it academically, be it in your marriage, be it in your finances, in your spiritual life. You need to endure. You need to endure. And then he says, he that endures. So point number one is endurance. Endures to the end. So I love the word end. He didn't say endures to midway. No. That talks about staying power. That talks about following things through, seeing things through to the end. He that endures to the end, the same. So to the end, stick it through to the end. Many people, they start things, but they're not willing to finish because they are not focused. They're not willing to finish because they are not focused. He that endures to the end, you need to endure to the end, not to the middle, not to 75% of the way, not to 90% of the way. We have a lot of people in our current generation that are not finishers. They don't have that finishing mentality. They are very excited when they start. But to finish, to stick it through, to endure, and stick it through to the end, follow a program, it's not something they're willing to do. Right? So he that endures to the end, so that's point two, the same shall be saved. So salvation, so that means there is a reward at the end for sticking it through. The thing is, if you look at many domains of our Christian walk, right, this lesson applies. Okay, let's look at our spiritual lives. You give your life to Christ. You've started that commitment. You know, there's all this joy and excitement that, wow, I've given my life to Christ. Okay. But after that, you need to keep enduring. You need to keep pressing on. Look at Apostle Paul. He says, I press on toward the mark. Press on. That means you have to go through resistance. I press on toward the mark of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's pressing on. He's just moving right through, right? So you have to endure. You need to keep enduring. You need to keep enduring to the end. Because you see some people, they are Christians now, but unfortunately, they will not make heaven. The Bible talks about how Jesus Christ said, it's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, that will make it into the kingdom of heaven. It's only those that do the will of my Father. It's not everybody that says, Lord, Lord. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. They can say all the right buzzwords. Doesn't mean they're necessarily going to make it to heaven, right? It's the people that endure to the end that will get that salvation and make it to heaven, right? So again, you need to keep pressing on. You look at it academically, right? We have, you see these days, children have to be entertained, right? If you don't entertain them, then they're not willing to learn. Or if you don't make something fun and exciting, no one is willing to sit down and learn. What kind of generation are we training? Because think about it, it's not everything that is supposed to be all fun and games. That's the truth. I know some people may say, wow, Divine, don't be a downer. No, it's not me trying to be a downer. It's me trying to teach a principle that will help your future. You see, the current generation, you see many people, they want to be entertained when they're learning. If learning is like very rudimentary and just straight up get a lecture, learn the content and move on, they don't want to. It has to be fun. There has to be all these games and all these things. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Is there anything wrong with that? No. But if something has to be thrilling for you to be engaged with it, then we're taking the wrong road here. If something has to be thrilling, because again, things are not always going to be thrilling. Sometimes the right thing for you to do is not going to be thrilling at all. In fact, my wife, told me some things a few months ago about chasing thrills. A lot of people chase thrills. A lot of people chase thrills, right? And then once the thrill is gone, they are no longer invested in that thing. But the thing is, if you're chasing thrills, all you're chasing are dopamine hits. That's literally all you're chasing. Dopamine hits. You're chasing thrills. So, because you see people, you see kids these days, please sit down for an hour and study. No, they sit down for like 10, 15 minutes and immediately they become distracted. Their phones are around them. You see some people, they literally need to check their phones every 5 minutes. If not, they're not going to feel sane. They're not going to feel whole. That is not the way life is supposed to be. The thing is, when you're a person that does not have focus, there are many things you will not be able to accomplish. You know why? Because you never start those things and stick it through, stay focused on that thing and finish it all the way to the end. You just never, right? So again, it's very important. You need to learn to be focused. In fact, I love this statement. There's this scientist, his name is Blaise Pascal. He said that all of man's problems arise from one single thing, not being able to sit down quietly alone in a room. Just sit down quietly alone in a room. What does that saying mean? It just means the ability to sit down, focus, and get things done. Sit down, focus, and get things done. You see people, they have homework. They have assignments that are due on Sunday. And then they burn the whole week because they can't focus. They can't sit down for 4 or 5 hours and knock out that homework. They procrastinate. Till it's Saturday evening, and then they're spending 8-9 hours because they're working on that stress. When you work on that stress, you very likely won't do a good job. And two, you'll be slower at that thing you do. Instead of you to have just planned your life, done things in a reasonable fashion, and achieved success. So that's the thing I just really want to point out. I just really want to highlight. You need to learn to be focused. You see some people in marriage, they're like chasing thrills. They meet someone, they're like, wow, you're the love of my life. Oh, you're so awesome. You're so beautiful, blah, 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 blah. And then they jump in. They're seeking the thrill. But then they don't realize that sometimes in marriage, things are going to be mundane. Things are going to be boring, if you may, right? But then once those thrills are gone, they're looking for the next person that they're going to hit it off with, right? And then boom, they leave their spouse. That's not the way it's supposed to be, right? Marriage is supposed to be a lifetime covenant. Supposed to be a lifetime covenant. But, oh, I got to be entertained. Oh, this thing has to be thrilling. Again, let me tell you this. The fact that something is thrilling does not mean it's good. That's the truth. Like many times, the people that achieve great success in life are the people that do like seemingly mundane things, but they're just very laser focused on those things, right? Like, for example, I'll give you an example of Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett has been an extremely successful investor. If you invested a few $1,000 with him, you're like a millionaire, like probably more than 3,000 times over right now, right? But what has he done? He has done very mundane things, but he has just been very consistent with them. He has just been very focused with them, and he has achieved long-term success. The thing is, it's very hard to have longevity if you're a person that is always seeking thrills. Because you see some people, you look at, wow, oh, they made this investment. Wow, crypto this, this and that. They made 10 times their money. But then check them 5 years down the line and boom, they've lost like 99% or some crazy amount, right? Chasing thrills. Sometimes you just need to do the slow, the steady, and the mundane, and you can be very successful. You can be very, 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 very successful, right? Like you see, like in fact, to be honest with you, one of the things I feel like we have in our culture today that promotes this short-term thinking, not being long-term, not being able to focus, is this whole concept of quick fire, like I call it this drive-through presentation of things. Like for example, you know, certain, again, I'm not going to comment on any specific thing, But there are certain websites that people go to watch videos on a regular basis. Many of these websites have seen that, wow, if we can give dopamine hits, these people will be more engaged with us. So now you see many of these services invent these 10-second videos, these 20-second videos, these 6-second videos, where you, boom, you see something for like 6 to 10 seconds, and it's like exciting, and boom, you move on to the next thing. Boom, you move on to the next thing. Boom, you move on to the next thing, right? The thing is, as you keep doing those things, you keep getting those dopamine hits, and then you notice that, wow, I have literally spent 3 hours just on this thing. Where did all my time go? Because you're getting that continuous dopamine hit. Versus, oh, if you sit down and have to watch a 1 hour video, how many people in this day and age will sit through a 1 hour video and complete it? Again, dopamine hits. You need to be careful. You need to be careful. Many things with social media and things like that are programmed to keep a person engaged by giving you a steady stream of dopamine hits. So I'm encouraging you today, stay focused, have staying power. I'm telling you, it's going to help you in your marriage. It's going to help you in your academics. It's going to help you in your career. It's going to help you in your business. It's going to help you in your relationship with God. It's going to help you in any commitment that you make. Just stay in power, stay focused, stay engaged. Even if it's not thrilling, as long as it's the right thing to do, keep focusing on it and you can be very successful. Now, I said earlier in this podcast that the first thing you can do, you know, in starting a walk with God is giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, no man can come to the Father except by me. So if you want to take that first step of establishing a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for the people that are listening to this podcast. Give them the grace to be focused. Give them the grace to endure to the end. Give them the grace to have staying power. Give them the grace not to give up. Give them the grace to never give up. Give them the grace to stand strong to the very end. And as they do so, Lord, please let them obtain your salvation. Let them obtain your victory in every area of their lives. Give them the grace to stay focused, not to keep chasing thrills, not to keep chasing dopamine hits, but to just keep focusing on the right thing, staying in the right thing, enduring through that thing, not to the middle, but all the way to the end. And as we do so, Lord, let us all be saved. Let us get our full rewards, that your name might be glorified. And Lord, whatever marriages have been broken, whatever commitments have been broken, as a result of chasing thrills, of not being focused, Father, we ask that may you please repair those relationships. May you please repair those commitments. May you please put those people back on track. May you please put me back on track to your glory and praise. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So for those that said that prayer of salvation, I will encourage you, find the Bible. Find the translation you understand. I really love the New Living Translation. Read it. Do what it says. A good place to start is the book of John. It will tell you more about the love of God. Read it, do what it says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then also seek community with other believers. Find a Bible-believing church. So notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. So find a Bible-believing church. Seek fellowship and communion with other believers. Do God's will. Spend time in God's house. Right? Again, Bible-believing church. A church that preaches the word of God. The undiluted word of God. There are many missions and churches these days that twist the word of God to fit the current times. You don't want to be in those churches. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are also many great churches around the world, right? So I'll encourage you, seek community with other believers, do God's will, and your life will be better. Thank you for listening to me. I'll see you in episode 80. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye for now.